Well, this is the AF Wilson report for late 5 o'clock Pacific time, April 12, 2013. Wow. What a day. Aren't you glad that you listened to me and you weren't in anything but US dollar? Gold closed down $84 an ounce, or 5.38%. Silver down $1.81 per ounce in one fucking day, down 6.5%. Platinum plunging $47 an ounce. And rhodium down $25 an ounce. Those are each about 3.5%. Rhodium unchanged. Rhodium dances to its own drummer. And you can see how I know this, either consciously or subconsciously, because all my studying at this part of the PGMs, which is, you know, for a person in the alternative media, I don't think anybody's my equal, especially for the amount of time I've been doing it when it was unknown. And I, again, reiterate, keep an eye on gold, and if we go to war, then you want to buy gold. And this is just a perfect setup, because with a huge sell-off like this, one could anticipate if we have war over the weekend, that one could get into gold at the first hint of war, and then be able to benefit financially when gold opens in Asia, about in the early afternoon Pacific time, Sunday. Now, if you decide you want to get into gold this weekend because there is a war, contact me via the contact page at blog.gonob.com, and I will tell you how you can buy into gold and silver, what company is open during the weekend that will take purchase orders at today's closing price of at $14.78 on the ask, plus the premium, whatever thing you buy. So, at least that's what I'm looking at. You do whatever you want to, but these are what I'm doing. And gotta believe that gold continuing to sell at these prices will eventually stop going down. I mean, this is extraordinary. And gold all-in costs are between $1,100 and $1,200 an ounce. So really, they're going to stop. They will not mine gold for less than that. They're not going to mine gold for cost and make no profit on it. So, because the gold miners are already having a hard enough time, you're just going to reduce supply so drastically. So this is really a good thing. Low prices mean less supply. Just like best solution for high prices is high prices, best thing for to counteract low prices is low prices. And so the pendulum swings both ways on this matter. So, but we're not there yet. We're still about $200-$300 away from the tipping point where people just stop producing gold, and then South Africa falls into chaos because they can't even hire, they can't even pay these people anymore. Doesn't make any sense already. So that's where I'm at. I'm monitoring the North Korea situation. Each evening is their morning. So they're right now, let's see, it's 5 o'clock Pacific, 5 p.m. North Korea time. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. They're just getting up. And pretty soon we'll be hearing all the pronouncements. Again, Harry's on his way over there. Harry Dent is on his way over. He'll be arriving probably about 15, 20 hours. He'll be in Korea, and he'll be there just in time to get bombed. Jesus. Poor guy. Anyways, that's what I'm looking at. Huge sell-off in metals. I mean, just unprecedented. What a historic day. And the fact that they're going after the gold of another conquered nation. They did go after the Iraqi gold, the military. What happened to 911? They went after the gold. Where did all that gold go? Remember all the gold trucks they saw? The gold is being stolen. And ultimately, I guess that's the dream of this whole thing, is to get steal the gold by stealth. I mean, that's ultimately the thing they're looking to get. So if you think gold is not important, gold is great. Gold can always be sold. There's always a buyer for it at a decent price. And it's not like a stock or something. It has its own intrinsic value. So, and plus with all the money creation, there's a relationship between the price of gold and all the money creation all over the world. We can't forget that. So anyways, precious metals are on sale. I would think that's the best way to look at it. And of course, as you know, following my thing, I have told you to keep an eye on gold, but don't pull the trigger until there's war. And I'll say it again. That's the only time when you want to diversify out of U.S. dollar into gold. I don't see U.S. dollar getting any weaker here, basically. And you'll see gold, if there's a sell-off in about 2 weeks, starting into May, proceeding all the way into summer, a sell-off in the stock market, dollar goes higher. Dollar goes higher. So you're going to have even more purchasing power. And again, remember, we're in the seasonals where sell in May and go away is definitely going to be hitting here. And really, the stock market has stopped its 100-point days. And now we're into double digits. And then, like today, we're into single digits down. And then pretty soon, we're into double digits down, and then triple digits down. And then we're at the sell-off point. Sometime in June, that'll be the end of the selling of the stocks. But definitely a huge sell-off coming in May, I predict. In stocks, stronger dollar. Everything will get sold. Everyone will go into dollars. And so keep the powder dry. This is a good sale day. Prices may even get cheaper. Prices will get cheaper, probably, as they stair-step down. Go up, down, up, down, up, down, right? It's called the bear market trap. But there'll be an end, I will tell you, when the selling stops. But again, don't be afraid to get some gold if war breaks out this weekend. And if you don't know how to get it, you feel free to contact me and I'll advise you where to look. See ya.